Thank you for joining us today on 2SER Max.
No worries, Celine. It's good to be here.
Now, simple question first up. Why do they do this?
Well, this is actually directly from Mark Zuckerberg. He actually released a little statement, and the whole reason behind it was that he wanted to give people a platform to actually express their emotions to a post as opposed to just liking it. And obviously, with such terrible things happening in the world, it's nice to be able to say, like, oh, this is sad, or oh, this makes me angry, as opposed to just liking it and then, you know, consequently commenting. But unfortunately for a lot of people, this is about as close as we're ever going to get to a dislike button. And that seemed to be like the hottest topic, which was how come I still can't dislike stuff?
Why is there no dislike button? I don't understand.
It's just one of those things. It's all, again, from Mark Zuckerberg. He doesn't want to create a culture of hate. And
okay. And
there is a tendency on social media to dislike things immensely. And you know, the first port of call would be to just straight up dislike it.
Now, there are some conspirative theories about the new feature. Mostly, it's kind of like, Facebook will collect more information about us and consequently control our advertising in that form to a deeper level. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. And I can 100% verify that Facebook is a giant marketing platform, and we use it quite effectively to market products. And if you can express an emotion and actually get that and then use it for your own marketing procedures moving forward, then it's going to be definitely a benefit. But as it stands now, Facebook collects on over 200 data points on a person. So that can be anything from being divorced, the job you're in, how many kids you have, their names, their ages, and that's all being correlated and stored and used to market specific products to you. And it's why your newsfeed looks the way it does. It's because Facebook's gone, wow, okay, this person's at this stage in their life. They like these things, so this is what we'll show them. It's come a long way from when it started.
And so how much more do you think that this new feature will contribute to that larger amount of content advertisement?
Well, it'll help marketers target their messages better. If Mary Jane in Cabramatta has consistently shown the love emotion to content that includes puppies, then, you know, the Animal Welfare League might be like, I want to show Mary Jane from Cabramatta a lot of my content because she clearly has a soft spot for animals. That's just a basic example, but that's basically how it's going to work.
Now, obviously, not every post on Facebook is likable, but do you think it is appropriate to use animated funny faces, like even if it's a crying face, under tragic posts about, say, war crime and someone's death? Do you think it's all suitable?
Do I think it's suitable? Like, do I think it's, like, morally acceptable?
Suitable and appropriate, because they are emojis, after all.
Emojis. I 100% think that it's suitable, but it's suitable in the context that it sits. So on Facebook, yes, it's suitable. But for someone who doesn't really understand social media or who isn't into it, it may seem a bit, it's tacky or a bit cheap. It's like, how can you sum up someone's life or this terrible war crime with a you know, a cute face? And you can't, but it at least gives you a platform to express that emotion.
And coming from a social media marketing agency background, what has, I guess, the feedback and reaction been to this new feature on Facebook?
How come there's no dislike button?
Still, yeah.
That's all people care about. Oh, great, like, thanks for adding some cool new features, but how come there's no dislike button? And that's just because they're the vocal minority. So there's obviously a lot of people who are using it and they love it, and that's not the only thing they're thinking about. But, yeah, that seems to be, like, the trending topic, where's my dislike button?
Well, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER today, Max.
No worries, Celine. Thanks for having me.
That was Max Mathis, Senior Account Manager from Hello Social Media Marketing Agency.